Chairman, this is item 6B. This is the report that relates to the review submitted regarding the erection of a two-storey extension at 62 Hadfast Road, Coosland. The proposed extension comprises a part pitched, part flat roof two-storey extension. The external materials comprise wet dash render and cedar clad features and a slate roof tiles. The design also incorporates large areas of glazing. A plan and application for the proposed extension was refused on the 7th of January 2014. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out a site visit yesterday on the 3rd of March, and the review is to proceed by written submissions in accordance with set procedures. Again, following the decision, the local review body's decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available in the electronic case file.
Members will recall that it's a small village, and there's quite a few buildings already had extensions put on them, and all to the rear of the buildings, which is the same as this one, and it doesn't detract from the area, I don't think. Anybody would like to say anything?
Yes, Chair. I've got to say that on this occasion, I didn't agree with the planner's decisions here at all. I note from our papers that on the same street in number 59 and number 57 and number 55 and 47 and 49 and 51 have very similar large extensions and placed onto them, and I would suspect this would be prior to guidelines coming in or being implemented and by the authority to regulate these. However, it doesn't take away from the fact that you have a very small street with numerous extensions very similar to the one being proposed. And I have to say, having looked at the proposal, I found it quite an attractive proposal and design. And genuinely didn't think it detracted. I understand that the planning officer's reasoning and his decision making on the overall extension to the scale of the building. However, I think given all the other matters that are here and the fact that there is quite a large precedence of already very reasonably large extensions in and around this area, I would propose on this occasion that we allow this appeal with any conditions that have been asked for by the officers.
Okay, Russell.
Thank you. I concur with my colleague. I know Cowsland quite well. I used to represent it in a previous administration, so I know it's quite a nice, quaint village, a lovely setting. And I think the officers have got it wrong in this particular constituency, because where it is, it won't be visible from the road, even just for the side, but it wouldn't look out of place. So I concur that I second it, so we should agree to allow it to go ahead.
Thank you, Margot. Brian?
Yeah, I'm just echoing. I think it's a very reasonable application that the developer isn't going beyond the roof line, you know, and he's got an attractive proposal there to the rear of the property. He was also aware that it was not affecting anybody else's sight lines because it's basically in his garden, and even the gable end seemed to be all matching in, you know, to the characteristic of the area. It's the only part you can maybe see from maybe his garden space at the front there. But yeah, it's a low impact extension to the rear of his property, and very much in line with what others have done in the area. But so I don't think it's out of character in that aspect. But yeah, so on this individual merits, you know, I think that's very justifiable extension to, and I'd be moving to support the applicant being allowed to have this rear extension on his house.
Right. Anybody minded otherwise? Okay, that's...
Chair, can I just clarify something? In terms of the review, the original plan application had a predominantly render finish on the rear of it, but in some of the communication, the agent has suggested if the local review body preferred it, a cedar finish on the back, cedar cladding on the back, then it would be happy to do that. So in terms of the local review board, I don't know whether you have a preference towards the sort of render finish or a sort of cedar clad finish.
Bob?
Well, just speaking personally, I thought the cedar finish looked quite appropriate.
Well, if the planners could make sure then that the conditions at item 5 are done and there's a cedar cladding finish. And thank you very much for attending this afternoon.